if you know what I mean.
Well, if you're tuning in today, just know that your Monday could have been worse. You could have been the guy that forgot to renew the certificate that allows Teams to work for everyone around the globe.
I heard on Twitter that that person was you.
Yeah. According, like I just wrote it up because Microsoft 365 support Twitter account says, "Hey, we forgot to renew a certificate." So I wrote it up. Microsoft forgot to renew a certificate, and people like to tell me how to remind me to renew certificates.
It's probably the same people that blame me for spreading the false story that UWP is dead. You know,
yeah.
It's like shooting the messenger.
I'm just here to tell you what the Twitter account says, and thank you for all the advice. Whatever it was, that's kind of a big deal. I guess it's not as bad as like Azure going down, but.
I mean, what's the tally now? Like 99% of technology problems are human induced.
Probably. It's either certificates or DNS. It's usually DNS.
Right. Divide by zero problems. I don't know.
Tell you what my current problem is though, Paul, throughout.
Yep.
Officially jumped off the Newton bandwagon because my account was set to renew.
I can't remember if you had ever discussed this publicly, but you told me this was coming.
Yeah.
And who, Essential was the company that had purchased Newton and did nothing with it, apparently.
I think all they did was they brought the services back up and are just riding the cash cow into the ground. So I canceled all that stuff and now I'm back to using the Windows 10 Mail app, which reminds me why I hate things that weren't Newton. Primarily, just read sync notification was the best value. That was like the reason.
What's your primary email?
Outlook.
I mean, have you looked at the outlook.com?
I need to, but the problem
is it's actually really good.
The problem is, as you know, that we have Outlook for my personal, and then I have a Gmail account for work.
Yeah. So this breaks down a little bit there, but outlook.com does support Gmail now too. You can add it as a second account. So you get you can switch between the buttons, but,
I don't think I have problem is yet.
I think I could be wrong, but it's possible that everyone has access to it.
I'm going to look at it right now.
If you look at the left rail, there should be like a little Gmail icon there.
Hold on, I have to sign in. I see nothing in my left rail.
No. All right. Maybe it's not everybody.
Paul Thrapp, let me down yet again.
There's another example of an app that comes up white, even though it's configured to be in dark mode. Seriously, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't have anything. Maybe it's under settings.
No, it would pop right up.
Yeah, no.
You would see a approve the sign in. I'd like to approve the sign in. Mm-hmm. Apparently I can only do this on this phone over here. Good.
Anyways. So back to using the Mail app, which the greatest bug is still exists. I can't do it every single time, but if you're reading a message, I'm a big keyboard warrior shortcut kind of person. This is the thing that drove me nuts about it. It's still there. If you're reading a message, you hit escape. It takes you back to the all message list. Not a big deal. That's what it's supposed to do. But
yeah, you're looking for logic.
But here's, and I'm not making this up. I would say 2 out of 10 times when I do that, my mouse disappears. I'm not even making this up. It still recognizes where it is on the screen, but you can't see it. And I keep trying to record it, but the problem is that it's all my personal email, which I really don't want to tweet all over. It happened. I'm like, God, they still haven't fixed this. But what?
I'm sorry.
You should be, because it's your fault. I don't know how, but maybe. I need to get the stinking, because I do like Outlook.com. I do.
So by the way, just real quick, just look at it one more time. Because I just want to make sure I'm clear about what you should be seeing there. Is under the little hamburger thing, there's like a blue Outlook logo in a circle. Do you see that?
Hold on. No.
You don't. But down in the lower left, you see like the mail icon, the calendar icon.
In the lower left corner, I see mail, calendar, people. Files Clippy. And to do
Clippy and checkmark.
Yeah.
So if you go up that thing at the top, there's nothing up there.
I have like the three lines and it says new message.
Right. But below that, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. So I guess you don't have it then. All right. Cause, it would show up as like, you'd see your blue Outlook icon and then you'd have like a little envelope that would say add Gmail account or whatever.
Nope, definitely don't.
Okay. I thought maybe everyone had gotten it by now, but someday,
babe. Not that day is not today.
I mean, you could always, I don't know what the frequency of your email is. Like I handle email, like my primary email is our work account, right? Which is a Gmail account. Mm-hmm. And I use the web version of Gmail now, you know, with a browser plugin to make it more like inbox. And my secondary account, which is a public.com Hotmail account, really. Mm-hmm. I do have it configured in the Mail app in Windows 10, but I very rarely access it there. I use the Outlook mobile app on the phone.
Yeah.
And I have all the accounts configured there. So for like the secondary account where I'm not really using it that much, like funneling that, I mean, basically I just use it through the phone. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not as important, you know?
Yeah, which I might end up doing. Because, yeah. Effectively, yeah. Like my personal email account is just whatever. Yeah. Like my mom stopped emailing me. So the only emails I get in there are just whatever login things and random crap.
I just get emails from Brooke Brothers, from LL Bean.
Yep.
I get spammy emails that pretend to be from Apple or PayPal that tell me my account's been compromised, and if I would just send them my social security number, credit card details, they'll be able to fix it for me.
Pretty much, yep. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yep.
There's other stuff going on. Oh, Google reported earnings yesterday, and they did a nice little thing where they broke out YouTube earnings, which got everybody...
YouTube revenues.
Right? Revenues.
someone was like, oh, I thought this business wasn't making any money. And it's like, well, what's the cost of doing business on YouTube? It's probably pretty high, right? Yeah. So we don't really know there. But that was interesting. A little bit of transparency.
Yeah, and I think, well, some people were saying they did that because they had a pretty big revenue miss by like $800 million,
yeah,
versus estimates and all that good stuff. But whatever, YouTube making dollars.
Yeah, there were two things that I pulled out of there that I thought were kind of interesting. They talked about their cloud business, which remember last year they considered selling. Mm-hmm. That business, off the top of my head, I think it made $2.6 billion in revenues. Now, you know, what do you compare that to? We don't know what Azure made exactly, but Intelligent Cloud at Microsoft was $11 billion-ish. Mm-hmm. You could make a really strong argument that at least 50 or 60% of other revenues from Microsoft are cloud related. But if you just want to compare it 2.6 to 11, there's your rough thing. And Microsoft is arguably a distant second place to AWS, depending on how you measure these things, or it certainly is in second place. Google's not even in the game. I mean, they're way behind there. The other thing I'm working on, and there isn't a lot of detail here, and I'm going through the transcript of their earnings call, but there was some question about Pixel. And if you remember last year, probably in this exact quarter, Pixel sales nosedived year over year. The original Pixel, I think, was okay from a reliability perspective. Pixel 2 was a disaster. Pixel 3 had some problems, but not huge problems like Pixel 2. And yet, I think because of that notch or whatever, it just did not sell very well.
Yeah.
And the thing that saved the Pixel last year was the Pixel 3a, which is that low-cost phone they put out in May or whatever. But the indication is, like, it's possible Pixel 4 has done even worse than Pixel 3. And if that's the case, this business has possibly fallen now 2 years in a row. It's certainly not very healthy.
Yeah.
And there's no real way to break out numbers here, but you mentioned how they had talked about YouTube revenues, and YouTube revenues span things. It's YouTube for kids, it's YouTube TV, you know, whatever. That business actually grew a little bit because of YouTube from a revenue perspective, but I think it was offset by falls in Pixel, which they're not discussing. So this is what I'm kind of working on. I'm trying to figure out what the truth is here. But I believe that Pixel revenues were terrible and negatively impacted that part of the business, which also includes the YouTube revenue. So kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is. We'll see what Google does this year. I think that'll be kind of a telltale sign.
Well, they're going to do a foray, right? And a foray. Turn that into an English word. I mean, here's a weird one. I'll just because we're talking about it. I had kind of intended in the lead time before the next Galaxy S20 phones, right? Those are going to be announced later this month and then released sometime in March. And I thought between the beginning of the year and that time, I was going to go back and revisit three phones. The Pixel 3a, the iPhone 11 Pro Max, and then the Samsung Galaxy Note 10, I think it's called, the latest Note. Just to kind of fresh eyes, you know, how do I feel about these things? Kind of a weird thing. I got to say, I'm still going to try to do it, but I did the Pixel first, kind of randomly.
Yeah.
And I like it more than I like the Pixel 4. And it has some issues. Like, the screen's not as good, I guess. It has big bezels. Doesn't have a lot of storage. Not particularly fast.
Yep.
There's something about it, though. I love the kit. I love the body of this thing. It's made out of polycarbonate. I just love it. I wish all phones were made of this material. Why don't you marry it? Because I don't live in Utah, Brad.
Well, we haven't offended anybody lately. So there you go. Utah people, that
check.
Is
I should have a map on the back here. That's what should be behind me, is a map of the world. And then I can just put like a red mark on every state or country that I've insulted. Is that a map of places you visited? No, that's a map of places where I am no longer welcome.
Where there's active warrants for your arrest. Well, that'd be interesting. The one thing too, that's leaked out, like, it seems like everything's leaked about a Samsung lately, but the S20, which is weird to say, is going to have I think they call it 100x space zoom or something, super zoom. I'm presuming that means it's probably got a 10x optical and a 10x digital, I would think.
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah, hybrid zoom.
10x
but it is going to have a serious... Optical zoom is the promised land, right?
Yes.
So
yep.
Obviously you have to get everything else right. And all of these... phones that I just mentioned, for example, get something right. Like they all have really good cameras in some way. Like, one thing I really miss from the iPhone that's not available on either of the Pixels is that ultra wide mode.
Yep.
And I actually put a picture on Instagram, I think last weekend or something, of the sunroom at night with the lights and everything. And I took that with the iPhone because it's the only way to capture that whole view, even though, you know, I'm sitting maybe 15 feet from the far wall, but with a normal smartphone camera, I can just kind of capture the middle 65% or whatever it is. I just love that.
Yeah, what's great now in our house, you'll see why I'm saying this, is that between my wife and I, we have an iPhone 11 Pro, right? I have the 2x optical zoom. She has the wide lens. So it's every time we go to take a photo, it's like, which one?
Anyways. Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean... this thing with the optical zoom, I mean, that's one piece of the puzzle. They have to get the other stuff right.
Yep.
The thing that touched this off, by the way, for me with this camera testing, was my wife is still using an S8 Plus, so it's 3 years oldish. And she's been talking about maybe upgrading to this Note 10 that I have. And so I kind of brought it back up. I installed the latest updates and everything. And I was looking at the photos that were on it, and I was like, it's funny, I don't remember giving this thing like super high marks. I think what happened was, if you look at the photos on your computer from Google Photos, they don't look quite as good, but there's something about like the screen is so awesome on that phone. When you look at the photos you took with it, they're almost amplified. Like, you know, they look better. But I was like, actually, cause I said to her, I said, you know, you can, but I said, you know, her camera is actually very good. Like, she takes great photos. And then I looked at the photos that were on the device still, and I was like, oh, actually, these look awesome. Like, I don't know. Anyway, I'll maybe get to it. I don't know. Maybe I'll trade this in and buy an S20 because it's going to cost like $3 million or something.
I had a great moment yesterday, which I think I'm sure you have been in this. I guarantee other listeners have been on this. So, we had some neighbors come over. You know, you probably have beautiful weather at your house today. Like, we've had just amazing weather, right? So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had like...
Oh, no, it's raining and shitty out. It's terrible. Yeah.
Well, we've had pretty good days. It's now raining and terrible out.
Okay.
But past 2 days, I've been like in the mid-60s, 60s freedom units, something probably like low.
Wow. No, we have not had that.
Yeah, it's been great. So we've been outside. We've been out talking with the neighbors, and a couple of like the wives were out there, and they wanted to see the basement. So I bring them over and, like, you know, I'm showing all the stuff. And then they're like, oh, that's a nice TV. And then, like, I went into this, like, not rant, but like, oh yeah, this is like, I was just looking at the TV, just like showing off all the things. And I turned around and looked at them. There's like three women. They looked at me like I had eaten paste. Like, you know, like I'm sitting there looking at the TV, like you got to look at the contrast, oh, the infinite black. Like if you're standing off angle, like it's perfect viewing angles. And I turned around and looked, and they just had this like dumbfounded look on their
face.
They're
all like looking at their watches and like, I think I hear one of my kids crying.
It was great.
I do that all the time. You go down this, well, you hear me on the stupid podcast. Like I go on these weird tangents, and with you, you're like, you're in the same, you know, position or whatever. Yep. But for my wife, it's always like, whew. It's like, hey. Still going, huh?
Yeah. It was exactly that. I was like, yeah, they don't care. But the reason why we're even talking about the TV is that my neighbor, the husband, is actually he's a radio engineer. Pretty neat for what he does, but he helped me literally carry the TV down here and like told all of them a couple days ago that Brad bought a really nice TV, and so they wanted to know why, and I'm like telling them all why, and they turned around and they didn't care.
I thought I wanted to know why, but then you started talking and I realized
it's thin. That's great. That's all we need. So there you go. You got anything else for today, Paul?
No, I mean, like I said, the Pixel thing, we'll see how that pans out. I'm not sure if that will come together, but I mean, I care about Pixel. Like to be clear, I'm not, you know, trashing the thing. Like I think, you know, it's sort of like the signature PC thing, or maybe the Surface thing today, where, you know, I think it's important for them as the makers of the platform to do the right, you know, make the right hardware, kind of show the industry how it's done, et cetera. And, you know, I don't feel like they're doing that. So, yeah, we'll see. That's my big thing, I guess.
There you go. I think I'll have some good news up on Throughout later today. You'll want to check that out, I think. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. So,
cool.
There you go. I think this is the outro button. Let's just hope.
I know you got this.
There we go.